Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts. Feet don't fail me now. Feet, you can't fail me
now. Feet don't fail me now. Feet, you don't fail me now. Well, Todd just said it. New Orleans, the fastest growing city in the United States. Jamie Peters, how recently did your feet move to the land of opportunity there in New Orleans?
Well, I've been in New Orleans for about 42 hours now.
So is it really land of opportunity? Why did you decide to move?
Absolutely. I was in bustling New York City and moved to New Orleans because I got a better job offer.
Well, let's just talk about a U.S. Census Bureau report that was released last night indicating that New Orleans grew 8.2% in 2008. That's faster than any other city in the United States. And the city still hasn't reached its pre-Hurricane Katrina population levels, though. But it definitely includes you. And what opportunities specifically did you find in New Orleans that was not available to you here in New York City?
Well, it's interesting. I'm working for Brad Pitt's Make It Right Foundation, which is using green materials and green technologies to help rebuild the Ninth Ward.
Interesting. And that they're using interesting architecture down there and interesting green materials. I've actually seen him interviewed a couple of times. Well, that's a great opportunity, Jamie. Also joining us is Marcy Dixon, who manages online advertising for a New Orleans publishing company. How recently did you move to New Orleans, Marcy?
Well, I've actually been here for almost a year. I got here last August along with my husband.
And would you say in that year things have changed significantly from, I would think, a year ago? Katrina's evidence would be much more visible.
No, not so much. I mean, when we first arrived, I was pretty surprised by the energy in the city. It was readily apparent that it was very much alive. There were a lot of job opportunities. A lot of people, just a lot of energy, and it's been that way since we've been here.
Well, our old friend also joins us, so Lolis Eric Eli, a reporter for the New Orleans Times-Picayune. They're at the top of the segment, Lolis. We played Buckwheat Zydeco talking about feats don't fail me now. What is going on in your city with this number from the U.S. Census Bureau?
Well, a big part of it is that New Orleans has gotten to be like a domestic Peace Corps, like the kind of foreign places you go in Peace Corps. We've got good food, good music, good coffee. But there's also the sense of being able to contribute and do some service work, like the Brad Pitt Make It Right Foundation. So you get that kind of combination. It's been very exciting to a lot of young professionals. There's a group called New Orleans Young Urban Rebuilding Professionals that has founded around that ideal.
Nice. So it describes a boom in the nonprofit kind of community organizing sector, which is not normally known for bringing enormous wealth to a community. But does it have other benefits to the community in terms of raising the level of civic life in New Orleans?
Well, the people who come here are very excited about being here. And that's not necessarily the case with folks who move only for some job. When people come and are committed to a place or feel that there's a sense of mission, they're far more apt to be engaged civically.
Well, this is Todd Zwillick. Do you think that may help New Orleans avoid, there's clearly a boom now, but do you think it may help it avoid a bust following the boom, some kind of sustained development that's a true rebirth?
Well, there are all kinds of stories of people who come to New Orleans for the weekend and 20 years later they're still living here. So in that sense, I think the city's attractions will help people stay here. In terms of the sort of boom and bust, we still have a lot of rebuilding going on. There's still New Orleans residents trying to get back. So my hope is by the time that dies down, the national economy may well have come back.
Jamie, you're not getting any sense that there's a recession going on in the work that you're doing, but I'm wondering if there are lessons for people outside of New Orleans who are experiencing this recession, and you know, every sentence begins with in these dark economic times. In New Orleans, it seems as though there's a certain kind of insulation from what's going on in the rest of the country. How are you experiencing that?
When I was living in New York, I was fighting to make every dollar, to the end of the week. I was fighting to pay rent and pay my bills and occasionally go out and have an evening to myself where I didn't have to cook my own meal. And when I came to New Orleans, I'm not making much more money, but it's just going so much further down here. And it's not that New Orleans isn't in a recession, too. It's just that somehow this community has gotten to a place where they're willing to all work together, and everybody's making every dollar go a little bit longer. So, and there's just not that sense of community in New York City, that kind of help and support. So.
Marcy Dixon, in the time that you've been in New Orleans, what sort of civic community kind of bonding have you experienced that maybe is different from anywhere else you've lived?
Well, I actually grew up in the greater New York City area, so I'm familiar with being in a metro area. But when I moved here, I did a lot of volunteer work. I worked with the STAIR reading program. I've been able to attend a lot of civic events and networking events through my job. Attended a lot of festivals. I've made a lot of friends. It's just a lot easier to do it here because it's a smaller market in terms of, jobs available, and they're just, I mean, the people here are great, and they're very hospitable, and it's a great place to just meet people and grow.
Well, finally, Lolis, are you worried that the culture is going to change once again in New Orleans? This is a place where, the pot has stirred many, many times in the history of New Orleans.
Well, the two interesting trends in that regard. One is that the people who choose to move here often are folks very much interested in the restaurants and the nightclubs and so forth. You may well find more recent transplants than locals in a lot of these places. The other thing that's sort of interesting to me is, unlike a place like New York where you could always go and say, we're going to go to the Honduran restaurant, we're going to go to the Peruvian restaurant, but you couldn't really, there wasn't a whole lot of New York food. I know you got bagels, but what else? In New Orleans, you could not tell where the Senegalese influence stopped and the French influence began, the Spanish influence began. Well, now we got all these new folks coming in, and I think that's going to change our food and make it more obviously international.
Well, some great news coming out of New Orleans. Lolis Eric-Eli, reporter for the New York Times, Picayune, Marcy Dixon, and Jamie Peters. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fastest growing city in the United States, New Orleans.